Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the How to Fail podcast. Today I have an amazing guest with me. He's intelligent, he's experienced, he's amazing. You know, he's a complete package. I say that because I've known him for many years. We are like brothers. We are brothers. And he's been my go-to guide for every business I've ever done, including when I, you know, wrote the book, How to Fail. I practically had to run it by him. He's one of a kind. And I'm so glad that he's doing this. I'm so glad he's here with us. And I'm sure he's going to give, you know, so much insight. The topic we'll be treating today is a topic that I personally had to deal with. And I'm sure many people who start business go through it. It's getting cocky. You do a business, it begins to work, and somehow it starts yielding results. At this point, confidence is born. And confidence is a good thing. You need it to succeed. Unfortunately, that same confidence begins to, you know, grow. And the more you succeed, the more confidence you get, until at some point you don't even notice when you cross a thin line and get cocky. And that's where the problem is. So my brother is going to be enlightening us on the problems, the situations, and how you even notice that you're getting cocky and how to get out of it. I am so glad to introduce him. He's the CEO of Mega Hit Studios. He's an amazing person, popularly known as Music Chief. My friend, my brother, Godwin Odom. Yay!
I'm so glad to be here. I'm so happy to be part of the How to Fail series, the podcast. Since we started this, I've been an avid fan. Listening to your audio, you've been passing fantastic insights. I was actually able to read the How to Fail book before you actually released it. I was actually able to get to read it at the back end, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity. Actually, the book is fantastic. If you haven't gotten that book, you should go get it from Scott's. The book is great. Let me actually introduce myself. I'm Odom Godwin Isikan. I'm CEO of Mega Hit Zone Studio. I'm an online businessman, an entrepreneur, a music producer. The list is long. We've done a lot of things. And Scott is my family. That's the word to use. We've known each other like forever. From telling stories and dreams in the bedroom or in the room, and just like as friends and discussing and sharing ideas, to actually trying to make those things happen and growing, you know, as people. And I'm actually very fantastically happy to be here. And talking about getting cocky, it is an exciting topic to talk about, because if you're an entrepreneur that have dabbled in business at all in any capacity, you know getting cocky is one of the fastest and easiest things to do. As a person, the Bible already said it quite easily: pride comes before a fall. Getting cocky is mostly taking your eye off the ball in business, and it actually comes because of early success many times, or success that you are not expecting. Let's say that you actually open a business, you know, after having that such a great idea. You are home, this idea hits you, you see the zeros in your eye, you know, zero, 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 the dollars you want to touch. Then, you know, one of the things about having an idea is that, of course, it's an idea. You don't know how great it's going to come out. How do I implement my idea? Then let's say God blesses you, you implement the idea, you put it into work, and it kicks off. And people love that idea. People are actually giving you accolades. Great. People are giving you compliments. Great compliments. And then the business is actually bringing out money. Good money. You're seeing that early good success. You know, it's just like a relationship. Those first few months, you know, it's hitting perfectly. Everything is keyed. Everything is perfect. You're in sync. Nothing can go wrong. Domino's pizza, chicken, happiness. It's great, but the thing is this, you know, is we're on earth. There's no sailing without difficulty. There's no flying without bumps. There's always road bumps. Even if it's in America or UK, there's always issues. There's no how you're going to go up without experiencing gravity. And that's what happens when you get early success, because you start feeling invincible. I can't do wrong. I can't make mistakes. You start feeling overconfident. You start ignoring things. You know, you start getting sloppy, you know. You start making mistakes because you feel like everything you touch is gold. Everything you do is great. And of course, as we just mentioned earlier, there's a fall waiting for you when you get like that.
Because many of the times, you know, getting cocky makes you lose that focus, makes you lose your eye on the ball. And when you get cocky like that, of course, you start making decisions without thinking it. Sometimes getting cocky makes you start working without your team. You know, you believe that I'm blessed. It's all about me. I made this happen. So sometimes you don't even think about and plan before you enter into investments in business. Oh, if I could make it here, I made it in Bitcoin. Why didn't I just jump into Forex? I mean, then of course the crash is inevitable. Getting cocky is something that I believe everybody has that in them to an extent. Some people have it more, some people have it less, but everybody has it in them. It is actually you keeping yourself calm, keeping yourself understanding that even if you're experiencing great success right now, things can change. And not change for the negative, but life is going to give you the punches and you have to be ready to handle it. I don't know how, there's a saying I saw online, I believe a Roman emperor, that every time he comes out to meet his people, I think it was Julius Caesar, when they are telling him, oh, you're a great king, you're a god, you're a king, you're mighty, he had a guy behind his back that told him, you're just a human being. You're just a human being, remember that. Forget their praises. You're just a human being. You can die one day. Somebody keeping him grounded, because it's important to keep you grounded. Imagine you just started your business, a boy from nowhere, trying to make things happen, and your first month, you're seeing 1 million coming in, 2 million coming in. You start feeling like, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, what can I do? I can do anything. I can do a lot of things. I can do this, I can do that. But believe me, the thing about business is every day comes with its own challenges. Every day comes with its own issues. Every day comes with its own problems. And what you're not seeing in front doesn't mean it's not there. So you have to stay prepared. You have to stay focused. You have to still keep your eye on the ball. No matter how good things are going on for you in any particular business, even if you've been there for a long time, no matter how things go, don't get cocky. Don't get overconfident. Because what happens if you don't get overconfident? You keep your eye focused. You check on the new updates, the things happening in your business. You stay alert. You stay ready. It's a thing in the hip-hop community that I'm in, the music studio. You have to stay ready at all times. At all times, getting cocky makes you feel like you cannot be touched. And I promise you, everybody can be touched. Your industry can practically move past you overnight if you don't open your eye. I'm telling you, it's happened to people, especially in the music business, a lot. Let me give you an example. An artist in my industry, the music business, you get a great hit. You get a great hit. This hit is an anthem in every show, in every club, in everybody's phone that's singing your song. Many upcoming artists get to soak in the praise. They get to soak in that admiration, that stardom. Now, you just started a Twitter handle and your Instagram, social media is blowing up. You came from 200 followers to 20,000 followers. People are sending you praises every day. People are enjoying your music. Then, rather than this thing makes you now feel so confident that I can't be touched, man. I own this year. This is my year. Rather than you going back to the studio, doubling down, putting in more work, putting your head down, and making sure that you bring more hits and put in more work, many artists get lost and decide to soak in this praise. They're cashing out for more club to another performing, get going everywhere, getting endorsements, getting praise, forgetting that it's the work in the studio that brought you out here. Then they are soaking praise, getting enjoying it. Then their song is still doing well. Then you, of course, you know how music is now. A new one comes in, then his praise, his fame is dropping. It's dropping. So this, it probably has been raining for 6 months, but there are always a younger person out there. There's a hungrier person out there. There's always somebody that his body is aching to take over. And if you don't stay alert, this new person will push you down. So if this guy doesn't go back to the studio to record, he's just chilling. Next thing you know, 6 months, that new guy is trending. And now, when things, new people have come and overtaken him, he's running to the studio, he wants to record now, he wants to get hits. Now you're doing it out of desperation. You're doing it because you're desperate, you want to make this happen, and you are not going to get the best material for yourself when you're desperate. And many artists have fallen into this trap. That's why you hear them today, they're number one in the world, they're number one in music charts. You don't hear them again. You're like, what of this guy? Ah, many of them soaked in the fame so much, rather than putting your head down and working. Then before they know, the fame will throw you out. This world is a very crazy place. We all know the world is a very crazy place. The world is very fast paced, even especially in the tech world. It's very, very fast paced. Even if you have an innovation, even if you have a business that's trending, even if you have a business that's fantastic, you cannot get cocky and sit down. You cannot get cocky and believe that you're untouchable. If you have lived in Lagos, you know that if you open a business immediately, I'm telling you the truth, if your business is doing well, 10 people will open that same business. And if you don't innovate and get better than them, believe me, you are closing down. When I opened my studio in Lagos there, when I opened it in the streets, it was just me first opening it, making it happen. Things were going well. People started noticing in the area that, oh, I'm opening a studio. People are coming through. What happened? Same year, just next to my studio, the next building, somebody opened a studio. Somebody opened it. I've never recouped my investment. Somebody has opened a studio right next to me. My producer came in, my other staffs came in. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Ah, somebody has opened a studio. I laughed because he probably saw the customers coming in and coming out and believed, oh my God, this guy is building houses in the village. Let me go and compete and open a studio. Why not probably studying the business? I told my staff, see, it's crazy someone has a studio downstairs, but we're going to be fine because we know the business. And we're going to put our head down. This is even going to make us work harder. It's going to make us put in more work. And I'm happy to say, I mean, I was confidently there when they left the area for me, and we're still in the area making things happen. So yeah, I'm not saying we did anything fantastically well, but it's keeping your eye focused on the ball. No matter how good you're going, set higher goals, set higher plans. Oh, okay, you just cleared your milestone and your goals and you're making 10 million a month. Yeah, somebody else is making 20. Can we chase 20? Can we chase 20? So I believe that for no reason, you should get cocky. Now, getting confident and getting cocky is not really exactly the same thing. It's confident to know that, oh great, I'm doing well. Oh great, I'm in this part of the business. Okay, I have my things together. My staffs are covered. Okay, oh, we are innovating. That's getting confident. That's good. But getting cocky is getting overconfident. That's, oh, nothing can happen. This, oh, I'm covered. I'm over leveraged here. Oh, no. We have the technology covered. Nah, overconfidence will make you relax when you should sit up. You should always never be caught sleeping. Don't be caught sleeping. Be awake. Be chasing these goals. The best people ever, they're always hungry. They're always grinding. They're always chasing. When you read about people like, of course, them, great people like Trump, Bill Gates, and the rest, you hear people, them say they still wake up around 6 o'clock in the morning, read books, check what's happening out there. They are still hungry. They still have that zeal. Yeah, they might not be as hungry as they were when they were younger, but the way to stay alive in business is to constantly reinvent yourself. So you must have that drive. The minute you lose that and feel like you are resting, believe me, somebody out there is hungry enough to take you out. So there's no reason to ever get cocky in business. There's no reason to ever get cocky. Cockiness will make you sloppy, and cockiness will take you out of business. It is a fact. In anything you do, cockiness will get you out of there. In a relationship, cockiness will remove you from the relationship, because the way to keep anything going is to keep working. Keep working. And let's say you're a business that you've been there for a long time. Let's not leave the examples of people that just knew. You've been there for a long time. You've done this business so well. Oh, good. People know you as a brand name. You start getting confident that, I'm a brand. Forget all these new guys. What would they do again? What would they do? They cannot push me out. I have a big market share. I'm stable. Okay. Now, this is the thing. You have big market share. You are stable. But the bigger you are, the harder they are coming at you. These young guys are nimble. They have quick pace. And when they are coming in, they are coming in hungry, trying to take things out, trying to get better. If you feel confident as an elephant, they will take you out with guerrilla tactics, small. You must learn to constantly reinvent yourself. No matter how long you've been in the business, you must learn to constantly look at the competition and do what they're doing better. You must never be fine with your formula. Always refine it, get better. I'm not saying you should be chased or let anything chase you and make you feel, oh, okay, but always be getting better. It's just like smartphones with iPhones and Samsung. If iPhone was going to sit down and sleep and say iPhone 11 is so dope, we don't need to do a phone for the next 5 years, we're bad like that. Do you know what iPhone will be in the next 5 years? Gone. No matter how dope the phone they make this series, guess what they're doing right now? Making a better phone. So, no matter how good you think you just did it last year, guess what's going to happen next year? Better you. So, always be chasing better. Just be better. Just be better. Yesterday, I was good, but guess what I'm going to be tomorrow? Best. I'm always chasing perfection. Always chasing. Always chasing. Put your mind in that place that there's always better to do. Don't get cocky. Don't get cocky because there's somebody out there that is hungry. That is very hungry. And I believe me, when you get used to the fact that no matter how great the success is, no matter how much you're even passing your milestones, you still keep your eye focused. Great things are there for you to achieve. You're going to get there greatly, greatly. I believe that, yeah, especially from what I see, there are great businessmen out there, like my friend Scott, who have stayed focused no matter the success. So, see, you achieve your goals. You'll even get higher than your goals. But the way to remain an industry standard, the way to remain a business for a very long time is to keep your eye focused on it. Thank you so much, Scott, for the time. I really, really appreciate it. I just hope I have passed some nuggets that will hit somebody right now and they'll really feel that, oh, this there makes sense. Scott, thank you again. God bless.
I don't even know what else to say. Like, really, at this point, we can just end this episode. What else can anyone say? He blew my mind, and I'm sure he blew all of our minds. You know, you could tell when someone is talking from experience, when someone has seen and they know what they are talking about, and you could feel it through every tone, every, you know, you could almost smell the experience coming out of him as you listen to him talk, which, you know, which is quite funny because this is audio, but it's that deep, and I'm so grateful he got to do this with us. Thank you so much, Chief. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Godwin Udom, and he was incredible. I'm sure you got something. I got so much, and I can't even, you know, begin to talk about these things, and I don't even want to, so I don't water it down. He did a perfect job. So we all heard him, we all heard it. Always remember, it's good to be confident, you need it to thrive, but never get cocky. So once again, that's from me to you, with a lot of love and a little bit of sense, and today maybe an extra more sense, thanks to Godwin. Cheers.